ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। त्रिविधं नरकश्चिदं द्वारं नाशनं आत्मनः कामक्रोधस्तथा लोभस्तस्मात् तत्त्रयं त्यजेत्। डिजायर, एंगर एंड ग्रीड, दिस ट्रिपल गेट ऑफ हेल brings about the ruination of the soul. Therefore, one should avoid all these three. These are the three gates to hell. Anybody can go to hell. Free entry is there. There is free entry for hell without a ticket, without any money. Any person desirous of going to hell, three gates are open. Desire, anger and greed, they are the gates. The more the desire, the more the possibility of going to hell. The more the anger, the more the possibility to going to hell. And the more the greed, the same possibility is there. These are the three gates. And they get opened any time in the heart. Any time. Desire just springs up. Any time. And of all the desires, as I said that day, this desire of sex is the strongest. And in some way, refinement of life is nothing but sublimation of sex into love. From sex to love. This is the journey. Sex is an essential part of human life, no doubt about it. But it has its meaning, its purpose, its method, its institution. People are forgetting every day that a man or a woman is not only for physical enjoyment. A woman does not mean an object, a thing for sexual enjoyment only. And there can be the relationship of a lover and beloved, but then there is an important thing. What is the purpose of that relationship? Simply satisfaction of carnal desire? Then such people will never have peace. There can be an attraction as lover and beloved, as friends, but this youth is not going to stay for long. What about those days when old age will come and one needs somebody to look after? And if there is attraction and relationship without having the legal institution of marriage, even then the central point is faithfulness. If faithfulness is there, let it be there. And if the child is born, let there be full discharge of responsibilities towards the child. Here is some important thing. Without the element of faithfulness, nobody can become pure. Despite many efforts, mistakes are committed we accept it. Weaknesses are there. But there is an important thing. Do we accept mistakes as mistakes, or do we try to rationalize them? That's very important. Mistakes should always be accepted as mistakes. Then the time will come, the mistakes will go away, the weakness will go away. But if we try to have theories to rationalize weaknesses and degradation, then there is no chance for evolution. That's very important. The purpose of human life is only one: self-realization, experiencing God. And when a human being decides that it is the only purpose of one's life, then many impressions in the subconscious from the past create obstructions in the realization of that purpose. And all sadhana, all spiritual training aims at in crossing over those barriers, in getting free of those impressions. If somebody is able to purify one's subconscious without having intimacy with the opposite sex, one need not marry. There is no necessity of marriage, because the aim is self-realization. If one cannot do it, then there can be intimacy with each other for getting rid of the curiosities and also the desire element. There are methods for getting rid of desire. Some can get rid of it simply through the energy, the power of their intellect. Some need to see through it. Some need to experience it. It drops down then also. But the purpose then is not indulgence. The purpose is to go beyond the element of desire by seeing through it. So, desire, anger, and anger, I said that day, anger is the progeny of desire. It has also been said by the Lord, kama jayate krodha. There are two sons or daughters of desire, two progenies, anger and greed. They both are offsprings of desire. Whenever there is an obstruction in the desire, there is anger. Anger is born. And whenever some desire is satisfied, greed is born. More, more. A desire is satisfied, and the person says, more. One gets half a plate of carrot halwa or pakoda, and they are tasting, can I get more? Greed. So, in this way, the Lord says, desire, anger, and greed, this triple gate of hell brings about the ruination of the soul. Soul gets destroyed. Therefore, one should avoid all these three. What is the method of avoiding? The path of yoga and spirituality. And then, 22nd also we see. Chapter 16, 22nd. Etai vimuktah kaunteya tamo dvare istribhinare achartyatmanah shreyastato yati param gatim. Freed from these three gates of hell, man works his own salvation and thereby attains the supreme goal, that is God. a clear-cut announcement. Those who want their supreme goal of life, that is God, have to free themselves from these three gates of hell. Desire, anger and greed. Now there is a question, important question. All these three are seen in everybody. How can any human being be free of them completely? There is desire, there is attraction between male and female, and there is anger also sometimes, and there is greed also. How to do? There is an answer to that. The saints have given answer. The saints say, the method is, to have a life of morality, of restraint, of limitations. The same what I was saying just now. It is step by step that you will evolve. For example, in the case of male and female, let there be restriction, a limitation. Only this man or this woman, for me as a man and a woman, nobody else. It is a restriction now, limitation. It is also known as duty, duty of the husband and wife with each other or the partners. In the same way, anger is there. Sometimes there is an element of anger in the discharge of duty also, but there also discrimination should not be lost. For example, the child is there not behaving nicely. As a matter of duty, one has to say something to the child. But that strictness should also be controlled. But more important is the factor, one who wants to make the child better has to become herself or himself better first. How can anybody discipline another person unless there is discipline in the person himself or herself? About greed also, so much greed about money is there throughout the world. Everybody wants to become more and more rich. How to control it? There should not be dishonesty. Earn, no doubt earn, money is needed, but earning does not mean earning dishonestly, by deceiving others. Like that, life proceeds.